Welcome to Planet Dance on Easy Way Broadcasting with your host, Shane Sparks, where entertainment lives. Hear all the info on how the dance world works. Welcome to part one of Dance World Driven. Find out what choreographers are hot, who's not, the up-and-coming, and new dance movies. Shane has exclusive interviews with choreographers and dancers you see dancing with, Justin Bieber, Usher, Rihanna, Chris Brown, Katy Perry, and many, many more. Learn the stories of how they went from dancers to superstars. And now, here's your host, world-famous hip-hop dance choreographer, Shane Sparks.
Yo, check it. I'm in a crazy mood right now, man. I'm in a crazy mood. It's beautiful outside. Los Angeles is beautiful today. It's 2 p.m. on Saturday. And it's, oh, God. Usually I'm in the best mood. I'm so beside myself. I feel like rapping. No, I'm playing. Yo, X, if you're listening, what up? Hey, check this out. Oh, God, I got so many things I want to talk about, but the thing that's on my mind right now. First, before I do anything, if anybody came out to the audition on Thursday at the Millennium for the new show, Latin Flavor, I just want to give shout-outs to all the kids that came out because it was murder. I mean, from ages 8 to, like, I don't know, I think like 19. Some 19-year-olds came, even though we said we wanted like 8 to 15 or 16. They still came, though, but, oh, my God. It's this little kid from Kita, named Kita. Oh, God. I'm going to put a collage together of this audition soon if they allow me. So y'all can see the talent that's out there. Like, it was kids coming in that room that were murdering the stage. This one girl, she was 7 years old, and she had every style of dance, like, down pack, came in there and ripped. And me and the other judges, we were sitting there like, at 7 years old, I was running around in dirty clothes, trying to get some food, downtown in the hood, just being ghetto, didn't know nothing about career. And she's out trying to get a job. like, really put this in perspective. She's 7 years old, and she's trying to get a job to make money. At 7 years old, I wasn't trying to do nothing to make no money unless I was taking it. I'm playing. But think about that. She's 7 years old out trying to get a job. It's 9 p.m. at night, and she's out trying to get a job. That's L.A. for you, man. It never stops. But I want to send a shout-out to all the dancers that came out, all the parents that let their kids stay there because it went a little long and we started a little late because we had like red carpet, had all this crazy stuff going on. But it was dope though. It was really dope. And I think we found exactly what we was looking for. We're actually going to have a call back on, I think, Thursday of next week. So anybody listening that was there, be looking out for a call. We'll be calling you soon to get you back in there so we can narrow it down to the top five girls and top five boys. And get it on. But I do want to say something, man. I say something that's really fun. This is kind of personal, and it's crazy because all the stuff that I did in this industry for so long, the guy that I was the guy that would sit there and sign 50 autographs at the last second right before we got to get on the plane, get there early, fly to a city when I'm not even supposed to be there because the city was weak and no dancers was coming out because I wasn't there. Not bragging, but I'm just stating facts. And then I would fly there just to make that attendance bigger so they could put my name on a list. All of that stuff, that's nothing compared to what I've done, but I'm just naming things. And one of the parents, since I went through all that court stuff a couple years ago, one of the parents had the nerve to say, "Will our kids be okay?" I was like, what? I would love to just sit and talk to these parents and see what they're thinking and what they think of me. You know what I mean? Because how did it go from thinking he's the coldest dude on earth and we want our kids to meet him to, are your kids okay in front of me? Like, what does that mean? Like, what does that mean, man? I'm like, whatever, man. But, oh, well, we had a dope audition. Latin Flavor is definitely a show that you need to be involved in. And if I haven't told y'all about it, let me give y'all a little background on it. Latin Flavor is basically Rachel Ray, Fly Girls, You Got Served, ABDC, TRL, Kids' Choice Awards, all put into one show. Imagine coming on, turning your TV on, you see this big old audience of teens just screaming and going crazy. You got the stage that look like it's like Teen Choice Awards about to happen. Then you got the hottest artist, actor, dancer, singer, rapper, basketball players, just whatever. Whatever they do, we're not limited to just you know, like singers. It's every side of the globe as far as like entertainment. They come on, you got your boy, Mindless Behavior, comes on the stage, perform their song, kill it, introduce their new video, kill it. Then they come on and they come over to the table and then they cook something that's really dope with the host. The show is called Latin Flavor. It's called Latin Flavor because the host is Latin, and then all the little kid dancers that open the show, it's like a mixture. It's like Asian, white, black, Hispanic. It's like all different type of nationalities. They open up the show and close the show. So you're getting all the dance. You're getting this interview from Mindless Behavior about their career, how they got started and what they're doing now. You get to see them perform. You get to see the newest video that they just performed, that they just filmed. And then you get to see them cook something, like, you know, maybe one of the kids had a favorite dinner or something like that when they were young, and maybe their mom used to make it. They'll bring that recipe on there. We'll show them how to make that same meal but make it from a healthy point of view so kids can eat right, kids can be healthy and grow up to be strong, because whether you know it or not, what you do to your body now is the body you're going to have to deal with later. It sounds crazy to say that. It seems so common sense, but people don't get it. But if you put a lot of junk in your body now, you're going to have a junky body later. And you're older longer than you are young. That was cold. When I heard somebody say that, I was like, wow, you're older longer than you are young. So if you're older longer, you want to be healthy when you're older, okay? Mark my word. It makes so much sense in my head. So that's that. The show is called Latin Flavor. This is going to be the hottest show to hit TV. So when you hear about it, please support, please tweet, please Instagram, all that good stuff. Just to, you know, let me know that y'all paying attention. You know, and I'm gonna hit y'all with a song right quick. I got a new song by I had Jalissa Lynn on my show a couple weeks ago, and we're shooting our video next week, and we've been getting it together, getting rehearsals together, and it's getting hot. So I wanted to play that song for y'all. I need y'all to give me y'all feedback and tell me what y'all think about Jalissa Lynn's new single called Going Down. The song is fire. And when I come back, I'm going to let y'all know what I'm stressing about. It's like that. Jalissa Lynn, Going Down. You heard it first.
Going down. It's already going down. Everybody turn up, it's already going down. Bitches staring at us crazy, we just hit them with a smile. Whoa, whoa, whoa. How you rubbing all up on my body? Wait, we dancing in this party, think we rolling on a molly. It could be so beautiful, crumble tree with my cuticle.
Whisper in your ear all the things I would do to ya.
I know I got you high, don't even have to lie. I could turn your main chick to the one on the side, but
you ain't ready.
Yeah, 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 yeah. That's my girl, Jalissa Lynn. If you're feeling Jalissa Lynn's song, You Ain't Ready, going down, hit me up, request it. Let me know what you're thinking, because it's definitely a hot song. The video is definitely going to be off the hook. So I'm trying to introduce new artists, new things, because everybody out here trying to do their thing. And I just want to make sure that everybody gets the opportunity to express themselves. I got a call on the line. Let me see what they're talking about. Yo, check this out. This is your boy, Shane Sparks, Planet Dance. Get it. How come it ain't coming in? She needs to answer this phone. Yo, what's up? It's your boy, Shane Sparks. Welcome to Planet Dance.
Hello.
I can't hear you. Yo, who's this?
Hello. Who's this?
Hello.
Shane?
Who's this? Yeah, who's this?
Hey, this is Christine. How are you?
Hey, Christine, what's going on? Wait, who did you call? She's like, who's this?
Huh? I don't know. You know what? I was distracted because I'm at the hospital with my mom, and I still couldn't miss you because that's how much I love you. So I still got to call my baby. You don't know it yet, but you're my baby. Yeah.
All good.
I want you to do something for me, though. I want you to talk to my mommy really quick and tell her to get well, okay? Hold on one second.
I would love to.
Say hi, mom. Hello?
Hi, mommy. How are you?
I'm doing.
You doing okay? What's going on?
I got to have knee surgery, and I have trouble walking and stuff. It's just quite a few things going on with me right now. But
wow. It's
going to be all right.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be okay. It's funny because my mother was just in the hospital, too, and I live in California. She lives in Cincinnati. So she's so lucky that she can be there, because it was the hardest thing to deal with, being way out here and not being able to, you know, just be there to support her, you know, in person. So I'm here. Yeah, I'm here, but I'd just like to support you and just let you know that everything happens for a reason, and you're going to be okay, and one day you're going to be running around that house like, girl, clean up that shoe. And y'all going to be talking about this like it was the past, because everything comes to pass, man, so it'll be okay.
Okay, then, and thank you.
Yeah, and what's your name?
Rose Thomas.
Rose Thomas. All right, I'm Shane. Mm-hmm. It's a pleasure to meet you, and hopefully next time I talk to you, you'll be at home.
Okay, then.
All right, I'll talk to you later. Okay.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hey, I hung up on me. Hello?
I didn't hang up.
Okay. I'm just talking about...
So how long has she been in here?
She's been here since, like, Monday.
Oh, God, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I got my fingers, but I got my prayers in for you, and she'll be okay, man. It's, you know, things just happen, man.
Yeah.
So,
you put a smile on her face, so we love you for that. Yeah, what's up?
No problem.
Hello?
Did you hear the song that I just played?
Yeah, it was cool. I liked it.
You like it? You like it? Okay, good. Yeah, good. Yeah, I'm trying to get her out there. She's shooting her video, so soon I'll be able to release the video, and I'll just tweet it so everybody can go check it out. But it's going to be pretty hot.
I'm going to see one of your new artists.
She's not my artist in particular. I just did the choreography for a video with this guy named Nolan. So she's not my artist, but I'm just helping her get, you know, get her things, you know, choreography-wise, trying to get that together for her video. So it's all good. Uh-huh. But I'm about to play a new one by Alizé in a little bit. So I want you to let me know what you think about her, because that is another one of my artists. I'm trying to get a deal out here from Houston. Okay. So hit me up next week, okay?
I certainly will. It was good.
All right, tell your mom.
I missed you the last couple of weeks.
I love that. I love that. Well, I'll tell your mama to get better, okay?
I will. Thank you, Shane. You're the best. So, yeah. That's y'all on the face now, so I'm happy.
Oh, beautiful. All right, well. So silly. All right, y'all have a good one, okay? And I'll talk to you in a little bit.
Okay, have a good one.
Yep, all right. Talk to you later.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yo, it's your boy Shane Sparks. It's your boy Shane Sparks, Planet Dance. If you got Twitter, y'all need to hit me up. because I'm trying to get my Twitters up. It's been doing pretty good, but it could be better. I'm tired of seeing all these people with 500 million tweets, and I got like 17,000. Come on, y'all. That's not good. It's not good at all. So hit me up. At Sparks5678, get me, and I'll get you. All right? Yo, if y'all – okay, now check this out. Let me get into this really quick. Sometimes people say – what you do, when you do good, it comes back to you. Always treat people nice. Always do this. Man, I don't know what's going on. My heart is hurting right now because I spend my whole life trying to do things for people, you know, trying to help them out, do whatever I can. I don't even want to go down the list of the stuff that I've done. But a couple months ago, my car got hit, okay? I'm at the Millennium Dance Complex. A girl backs into my car, okay? She hits my car, jumps out of the car, no insurance, no nothing. I say, okay, well, you know, if you want to take care of this outside of that, let's do that. So she's like, okay, fine. So she said, I won't have the money until December 1st. All right, no problem. Okay, so I'll let you know this is December when it's happening. I go by, December 1st comes, nothing. January, nothing. February, I hit her up. I was like, what's up? Oh, shit, I'm trying to get the money. It's like, all right, cool, you know, just take your time. Just do what you got to do. I know you're going through it. Another month goes by. I'm like, what? What's going on? Nothing. Then she gives me a number to this guy who's going to help her. He does nothing. He strings me along for another couple of weeks. Nothing happens. So then I talk to her mother. Oh, Shane, please, my baby going through so much. Can you help her out? Can you just give her a break? I gave her a break for 3 months, but I'm still giving her a break. Her mother had the nerve to call me today and basically cuss me out, saying, my daughter don't have the money, and if you, you're a grown man, you need to just let her go. She's out here struggling in California just like everybody else, and she ain't got no money to be taking care of your car. And I was like, wow. I was being nice to her so she didn't have to come out of pocket right away, and she didn't have insurance. I could have reported her and just got her license taken away, all that stuff. I didn't do none of that. I was like, let's handle it on the DL so you can, you know, you can be okay. And that's how she came to me today. I was like, God, like, after doing that to her, is that how you get treated? Like, whatever, man. So I would never change the way I am, but it just hurts my feelings that no matter how good you try to be to people, they always turn around and do something to backstab you. It's just a matter of time. It seems like if you don't get them first, they're going to get you. And it's crazy. It's sad to think like that, but be careful out there, y'all. You know, sometimes being nice can get you, can hurt you more. You being nice, and it puts you in a worse situation. Like, that's crazy. If there's something to do with the law, just let the law handle it, because people are crazy these days. Oh, God, okay, I had to get that off my chest. And then her dad got on the phone, and her dad was like, I'm going to take care of it. So, cool, guys. So, I'm good, but, you know, we'll see what happens with that. But it just was crazy that that happened to me, and it's been on my mind all day, and I couldn't wait to get on here and talk about it. If you got something like that that happened to you, please hit me up and let me know how you handled it, or if you're still going through it, tell me how you're feeling so we can kind of talk it out, because I feel like I'm alone in this. It's crazy, man. But whatever, man, life goes on, and, you know, it's a beautiful day, and I'm healthy, and I'm happy, and things are going great for me, so I can't complain. I don't want to complain. But I'm just telling you, man, just be careful, man, with these, I don't want to say crazy people, but just be careful with people out there, because everybody's out for their own, and it doesn't make sense. So let's get it. Y'all, I got another song coming in for y'all. I hope y'all know this song. I hope y'all like this song. If you like it, let me know you like it. Call me up. Let me know what's going on. These are my boys. I think this is like a duo crew. It's Jay's on my feet. They from Cincinnati. My boy, Jay Watte. Yo, if you're feeling it, let me know. J's on my feet. I got some J's on my feet. Yo,
I like my J's resume. Fit it tightly on my feet. I always got them little J's before they even hit the street. You better watch out for them haters. When they trying to take a peek, you gotta lace them up, treat them right, and take them on retreat. Red, yellow, blue, green. Get my J's, match my jeans. Styling out on the street. Girls be hating on me. I'm swagged up from my feet to my head and my knees. When I step up from the crowd, all you hear is, and you mad cause your dude trying to take a look and see. I got some people lined up taking pictures with me. Can't be mad that my parents got good taste in my shoes. All they do is call them up and have them shipping from Peru.
I got them J's on my feet like, oh,
she ain't got them,
like, oh,
she ain't got them,
like, oh,
she ain't got them.
I got them J's on my feet like, oh.
I got my my J's on Machiavelli, yo, you know I'm smashing.
Ha.
Blue and white J's, you be saying that I'm magic. G-Y. I got on every J. Yeah, I think I'm important. I mismatch all my colors. Yo, J's look boring. Stupid fruity swag with my orange through laces. Gray and silver strings, yeah, my J's got braces. All them other dudes buy their J's out of Macy's. Walk onto the stage, the amazement on their faces. Got them J's. You be liking, make you wanna take a picture. Take my J's on, well, my sister J's sicker. Pink and white swirl, but the shoe all gray, and we wear them all day. They like, hey, what you play? I got them J's.
Yo, J's on my feet. Yo, straight from Cincinnati, Ohio. J Watte, I see your family getting it in. Yo, go check out their video, J's on my feet. You can see it on YouTube. The video's pretty nice. Yeah, real quick. Hey, this song better stop. You better stop. This little thing is tripping, trying to play all day, trying to stay on longer than it's supposed to. I got another call online. I want to see what they're talking about. I'm hoping that this is somebody calling to talk about what I talked about earlier today. If not, I'm gonna be mad. Yo, check it. Yo, it's your boy Shane Sparks from Planet Dance. Who this be?
Hi.
Hello.
Hello. It's Victoria. Hi.
Hey, Victoria. How you doing?
I'm okay. You was talking about how, like, you do something nice for somebody and then it, like, bites you basically in your ass. I've had that happen a lot of times. Huh?
I said you cussed, but go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. Like, it comes back to bite you, basically. Like what you did basically doesn't even matter. That happened to me, like, when I was younger. I was in foster care, and my mom had helped out this one girl a lot, me and my mom, and, like, she just basically, like, dogged us afterwards. It was, like,
really?
So bad. Yeah, because, like, she was, like, my best friend, and I didn't want to see her. Like, I'm in a bad situation, but I didn't want to see her in a bad situation either. But, you
right.
know, me and my mom would give her money, clothes, stuff like that. We would help out, and she just totally dogged us. She went to court, and she was like, oh, Victoria made me run away from my foster home. I was like, I did what now? How could you lie on me? But
wow,
I was like, you know what?
Wow.
From then on, I just stopped talking to her.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to tell you this, Victoria. It's like this. Usually when a person needs a lot of help, there's a reason for that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's usually a reason for that. When somebody you meet needs a lot of help and there's nobody trying to help her, there's a reason for that. There's a reason that there's nobody trying to help her because she's probably done it already and they already, like, done with her. Like, I don't want to have nothing to do with her. So you just be careful,
yeah.
man. Just be conscious. And, you know, sometimes you got to think with your mind and not your heart because the heart will get you in so much trouble, man, because we feel for people that don't have nothing. We feel for people that are going through pain and we want to save them. But they're going through that pain because of something they probably already done and they're just paying for it, like karma. And then we get caught up in their pain and then they bring us more pain. You know what I mean? We don't need nothing else in our life, you know?
Yeah.
So we got to be careful, man. Be careful. Only give as much as you can. Don't give more than you can, you know? Just help them out
yeah.
a little bit, but don't invest your whole life or all your time into them because a lot of times it's not even worth it. Not saying you shouldn't help people, but just be conscious and cautious before you do it, you know?
Yes.
Yes.
I had something else to talk to you about. There was a meeting here where I'm at, right? The supervisor had a meeting, and she was like, at the ending of the meeting, she was like, oh, you know, we could do this, we could do that, we could do this. And she was like, if you know anybody who's, like, inspirational in some way or whatever, then, you know, we go through the proper channels and they can come here. I was like, huh? Say that again? Say that last part again? She was like, if you know anybody, blah, 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 that they can come here. So I was like, inspirational? I was like, I know one inspirational person. And she was like, okay, who is that? I was like, I talk to him every Saturday. His name is Shane Sparks. And she was like, the dancer? I was like, yes, the dancer. Yes, yes, you got it on point. That's good, that's good. And she was like, well, I mean, that would be great if you can get him to come and talk to the girls. I was like, Eric, too. You know, Eric Zuby. Yeah. I was like, him, too, you know, because there's a lot of girls in here. I didn't notice, but there's a lot of girls in here that's really, 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 like, they're really torn. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, I'm always on the go. I'm the resident that's always out of the building. So the time that I actually stayed in, I noticed that there was a lot of girls that were hurting and that, you know, they needed an uplift, you know, because you actually helped me with that. You know what I'm saying? So she was like, well, you know, talk to him and see what him and Eric can actually tell me. And if they can, then they're more than welcome.
Listen. Let's do this. Let's talk. Let's talk about that later on and see what we can work out. Because when I was out there doing Dream Girls about a couple years ago, I actually went to a place and I talked to probably about 30 kids that was there, almost kind of the same situation that you had. And I actually taught choreography and we had a long talk. It's actually, you know what? It's actually online. If you look me up, it's actually that whole thing is online with me talking to those kids sitting there and inspiring them. And, you know. And figuring out what's on their mind. And it was such a good situation, man, because they had never had anything like that. So let's talk about that. That's something we could definitely work on for the future, okay?
Okay, yeah.
All right. Well, you enjoy your day. I got to get out of here, okay? My day is almost over, and I got work to do.
All right. I'll hit you up on your Twitter.
All right. Yes, hit me up on my Twitter. Let's try to figure that out, okay?
All right.
All right, I'll talk to you later, all right? I'll see you later.
Bye.
All right, bye-bye. Yo, this is the boy, Sage Sparks, Planet Dance. About to sign off in a minute. If you got anything going on in your life that you want to talk about, hit me up, man, because it's crazy, man, because I do this because I like dance and all that stuff. But at the end of the day, there's more situations out there to talk about, and there's more subjects out there to talk about. And I would love to just share my story with some of you and see what y'all got. Maybe we could come to something where we can help each other because I've been through a lot, you know, and I'm stronger for it. And sometimes I break down and I just be like, why is this happening? And then sometimes I'm on top of the world and saying, why is this happening? You know, it's crazy, but I appreciate every second that I breathe on this earth, and I'm thankful. So if you're feeling that, let me know. Hit me up. I'm always here. And that's it. This is your boy, Shane Sparks, Planet Dance, giving you all the news that you need, all the information you need, and then just giving you a little bit of my heart. If you're out there, give me a shout-out. Remember that. Eric Zuly, if you're listening, that's my dude right there, all right? So everybody else, have a good day. Shane Sparks, Planet Dance. Make sure you hit up your boy Easy Way. Listen to your boy. I'm out of here. Shane Sparks, Planet Dance, and I'm gone.
You're listening to Planet Dance, where dance lives.
Finally, we have a radio show dedicated to the dance world. Thank you, Shane.
Yo, what's up? It's your boy Shane Sparks. You're listening to Planet Dance on Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTV Network. If you got something on your mind about this dance world, call me 914-338-1303. And remember, be patient with your patience. And if you didn't know, I am a featured host on Blog Talk Radio. This is about to be the biggest show ever, so make sure you support Shane Sparks, Planet Dance, and I'm out.